Hello and welcome to Tribal Council, a show in which two brothers, who had never seen Survivor before, started from the very beginning and made it to season 15. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris, and this week we're going to talk about season 15 Survivor China, episodes 3, 4, and 5. Starting with episode 3, I lost two hands and possibly a shoulder.
Possibly a shoulder. Chris, what great movies came out in October 2007 when this was released?
We talked about movies already for this show, for this season, didn't we?
Well, we talked about like episodes 1 and 2, but I don't know if you know this, Chris, but new movies come out every week.
Yeah, I think last time I guessed Bourne Ultimatum and I was wrong, but it was like the right year. But I still think I'm early. Like it's not till November or something.
No, that one was it was like August, so you were like,
Oh, I was late.
yeah.
I don't know. You can't just cut. You got to give me more than that. You got to give me like a genre, weird like plot line, or like a director. You got to give me something.
The top three movies of October 2007, I only remember one of these, and it's the fourth in a franchise.
That feels too early. Wasn't fast. It wasn't Fast and Furious.
It was not Fast and Furious, no. Or you also, the way I said that made it sound like you were misremembering which was the fourth. That is
Fast
the
and
fourth one,
Furious. Yeah.
but that it was not.
I was not misremembering which one was the fourth one.
I know. I'm saying that it kind of sounded like I was implying that, and I wanted to
Okay.
specify that I was not. It's October. It's a horror franchise.
That feels, is it Scream 4? That feels early for that.
I believe it is early for that. It is
Okay.
incorrect.
Yeah. Fourth in a horror franchise. Not very many horror franchises have that many movies. Oh, Saw 4.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously. Duh. The first one was 2003 or 2004. Then 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Because they were doing those yearly for a while.
That was the third biggest movie at the time. The first biggest movie was a comedy about a football player who later, the same actor is in your favorite franchise. I think that might be wrong. I might have lied about
The
that. I think
Gridiron
it's true.
Game? Is that what it was called?
No.
How about is it the prison football one? No.
No, it's about a football player raising an 8-year-old daughter.
I don't remember this movie.
What's the actor that you think I'm talking about?
I don't know. For when I said Gridiron Game, I was thinking The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yes, no, that is correct.
Oh, is it not called Gridiron Game? Then maybe I'm just, is that like a, oh no, he was in a movie. Oh, it was in 2006 called Gridiron Game. Wait,
It
and so
has
then a
him
year
and
later he did
Iris
another
Sedgwick.
football movie? Wait, who was the second?
Well,
Who?
he's a football player. I don't think that he's a football movie. Like it's about a quarterback who finds out that he has an 8-year-old daughter from a previous relationship and is, but I don't think it's like about the football. I think that's just his job. I
Yeah, I
don't know. I
don't
never saw this
know.
movie.
Those are the Tooth Fairy?
No.
I don't think that's about a football player.
The description of the movie says an NFL quarterback living the bachelor lifestyle discovers that he has an 8-year-old daughter from a previous relationship.
Yeah, I don't know it. You have to tell me.
The game plan.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've heard of that.
Number one movie from October 2007, The Game Plan. The number two movie was called Why Did I Get Married? Which I'm pretty sure I've never heard of.
I will say The Rock is no longer in the Fast and Furious franchise. Well, it's a Tyler Perry movie, is the Why Did I Get Married? He and Vin Diesel had a beef, had a falling out. They don't like each other, so he's out of the franchise.
But he's like part of the Hobbs and Shaw, right?
Yeah, but I think that is a dead franchise now, also because of him being out of the main franchise. So The Rock was introduced in Fast Five, the fifth one. And he was in 5, 6, 7, and maybe 8. I don't remember if he was in 8, but he was also in Hobbs and Shaw. But then, yeah, I think he's just Dunzo, and so that part is also Dunzo.
Is Vin short for Vincent in Vin Diesel?
My guess is no. His name is Mark Sinclair, so Vin is short for Mark Sinclair.
Well, but his brother is named Paul Vincent, and his adoptive father is, their last name is Vincent. So I think it is short for Vincent.
Well, kind of, but I think like his stage name is just Vin. So it's not, it's like an homage to his father and brother, it sounds like, but it's just Vin.
Yeah, but like I would, yeah. He was born Mark Sinclair, but got adopted, probably became Mark Vincent, got the nickname Vin because of that. That's what I would guess.
Maybe.
Anyway, Survivor China.
Yeah. Yeah.
We open up day six, and I lost two hands and possibly a shoulder, to Jean Robert being a fucking creep.
Yeah, we're really opening up night six when he's being extra creepy, snuggling up to people in their sleep, which they don't like. Specifically targeting Amanda and Courtney. And he says, quote, call me creepy if you want to, but I need to be warm. And I will. You're creepy. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's real gross. There is Leslie, who I have found pretty annoying most of the time, has a fun quote where she's like, I don't think Jean Robert gets the social game of Survivor. Which I'm just like, I don't know if you do either, but you're right that like he's not making people like him at all.
No. Yeah, no, not at all. So that's not going well. People are like literally like moving or like planning where they're gonna sleep so that way they're not by him, and then he just like moves himself to sleep by Amanda or Courtney or like rub up on them. We see a little bit other things with that tribe that we see. James catches a crab. And Courtney kind of suggests that he caught it, so he gets to eat it, and the other people can eat rice, which Aaron doesn't think that's how it works. He's like, hey, if James caught food, that should get split up amongst the team. We also find out James read a survival handbook before coming on the show, which is why he's doing well with some of the survival stuff, which you think would not be like that rare of a thing. Like, I would think lots of people would try to do that. Sean, who? We see people telling Dave that he needs to rest and eat some food to conserve energy. He's just like, work, work, work. There's some people trying to balance a wok in the fire, and Dave takes control even though the other people are handling it. It's just like showing that people are getting annoyed with Dave. And we head to a reward challenge, which is a 3v3 sort of wrestling challenge on opposite sides of this like floating raft. Where they're going to try to throw people from the opposing tribe into the water. The reward is a whole bunch of shit. Blankets, kerosene, a lantern, rope, pillows, a tarp, lots of stuff.
Yeah. I wish that there was like a... We have talked about how like sometimes these super physical challenges are uncomfortable, and I agree with that. I like the idea of like push each other into the water. And mm-hmm. So I wish there was like a better way of doing this, like
do it with like the big long Q-tip looking jousting rods.
Yeah, like on like a big inflatable thing. Yes.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, or I feel like in Amazon maybe they were like on like a rolling log and had to like get the other one off.
Yeah. That'd be great. Do like the big things that, like people rent for like parties and stuff, like the big sumo suits. Because that's there is a way to do this that's better.
Yeah, so my point is I wish they would be doing those things instead of this like really intense wrestling.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Particularly, I don't think that they would allow this today, but particularly when one person's strategy is just taking their clothes off to make them less likely to get tackled, I guess.
Yeah, Dave gets naked, maybe assuming that the other guys will be like, oh no, a penis, I don't want to tackle him. Doesn't really happen.
It was, he goes up twice, and the second time I was like, maybe because they have to wear the clothes that they, like, came in with, maybe it has something to do with the clothes were restrictive, and so he...
I tell you what, I'd want restrictive clothing protecting my penis in a wrestling thing like this.
That's fair. Me too. I mean, I would never do this. But I was like, maybe it's not trying to do like the weird intimidation thing. It probably is.
It 100% is.
Not having seen Dave in a couple episodes of television.
No, I think it's one right out of the old Richard Hatch playbook.
Yeah.
Fei Long has their first loss of the season here with Jean Hu getting their first win. they get to kidnap a member from the other tribe, and so they steal Leslie. And so we get to see John Hu with Leslie. She notes that they have a higher morale on this team. They're talking about the other tribe, like Leslie's tribe, Fei Long, and Leslie's kind of giving up info about them, saying Aaron is the leader, Todd is nice. They talk about religion. Leslie finds out that there's some Christians on this tribe. Leslie chooses Jamie to give the clue to because Jamie gave her the clue before. So the clues we have for the idol are, I try to note them down. What is thought to be hidden may sometimes be seen through their eyes, or seen, though their eyes are not yours. What is thought to be hidden may sometimes be seen, though their eyes are not yours, must be. I must have some typo in there. That doesn't make sense.
I did not write down what the clues
were. The second clue I have written down is, waste no more time searching the ground, towards the heavens is what must be found. We get some time with Fei Long before the next challenge. James and John Robert talking about who needs to stay or go, specifically talking about how Courtney needs to go. And while they're doing this, Todd and Courtney can overhear them talking about it. Jean Robert, who we already saw being a creep, continues being our resident douchebag here. He says, $1 million is one thing, but $1 million and some ass, talking about Courtney, how like she could stay around because he likes looking at her or thinks she's attractive. And with that, they talk about voting Leslie out instead to keep Courtney around. Yeah.
However, we do see like Todd and Courtney overhear all of this and begin secretly plotting behind James and Jean Robert's back. Or like that, like Todd is like, no, fuck that. Those guys got to go, which good on him.
Yeah. We go to the challenge, the immunity challenge. They have to cut through these beams to hit ropes and release discs, and then assemble those on this puzzle stick and then drag that heavy puzzle stick across the finish line. Denise and Leslie sit out. Courtney is really, really struggling to chop through this wood, which gives John Hu a huge lead. And then John Hu is kind of struggling with the puzzle, but they are able to pull out the win. And so they win again. Back on Fei Long, Courtney talks about how she struggled with the machete swinging. And here she says, well, I lost two hands and possibly a shoulder.
That's the name of the episode.
There's some talk from John Robert about needing strength, and so they should get rid of a woman. Leslie says that she thinks the other tribe chose her because there's several Christians there. She also talks about how she outed Aaron as the leader, which he is kind of annoyed with. He's like, why would you tell them that? She's like, I think they already knew. And Todd and Amanda talk about voting out John Robert, which Aaron doesn't want to do. And Todd reminds Aaron that John Robert is a poker player, so he might be conniving, so maybe it's worth it to get rid of him. At this point, it kind of seemed like it was going to be John Robert or Leslie. And we go to tribal council, and Leslie gets voted out 6-2. Todd has a line when he votes her out that says, sorry, Mother Hen, all your chicks in China are grown up, because Leslie was called like the mother around camp. Courtney, about Jean Robert, says, I'm voting you because when you snore at night, it sounds like someone is choking a walrus. Leslie gets voted out 6-2, which we've seen happen to BB, Jerry, Diane, Brandon, Dina, Kathy, Chad, Jamie, Sally, Erica, Leslie, and in season 42, Hi.
Oh, yeah.
So we head into the next episode, which is Ride the Workhorse Till the Tails Fall Off. I swear these older seasons had just like, in general, longer named seasons or longer named episodes, I feel like. But maybe not true.
No, I think that's definitely true that they've shortened them in these last couple of seasons.
We see on Sean Hu, they got some moldy rice. They're like, oh, there's some mold at the bottom. I was like, okay, maybe that's manageable. Then they pull it out and it's real gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Uh-huh. Which like Sharia is trying to like kind of separate like some of the good stuff from the bad stuff. And Dave's like kind of barking orders at her of like how to do it, which Sharia is clearly very over Dave altogether. She's cleaning up around camp and going to toss some shells. Dave doesn't want her to do that and is like chasing after her, like begging her not to throw the shells or toss the shells.
It's like a very 10-year-old argument.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you want these things, I'm gonna throw them out. Oh no, don't throw this out, like you're being an idiot. like it's very childish of both of them. Like, I think that Shuri is pissed off at Dave, and that is legitimate, and Dave is pretty terrible generally. But this entire thing with, like, particularly with the seashells, was very childish across the board.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, like, Dave says that he wanted to keep them because he wanted to bring them back home. And in reality, like, I think he was using it as an excuse of just, like, having control again. Like, there would have been other opportunities to get shells, or he could have done that before. But, yeah. Like, Shuri, like, kind of, like, running away from him to toss the shells when he's like, no, no, wait, save the shells. Yeah, it was all dumb. Frosty tries to, like, have a one-on-one with Dave and tell Dave that, like, people see him as someone who goes off all the time and that he needs to change stuff up if he's going to be the leader. Which we find out it's a little bit too little too late for this, because he's going to be gone by the end of this episode.
Yeah, which Dave doesn't really want to hear this from Frosty either. Like, Dave argues this point.
Yeah. Which, I mean, goes directly to, like, why people are annoyed with Dave. Is it's like he was not even willing to hear stuff like that. Right. On Fei Long, Courtney's annoyed with John Robert. She doesn't like that he raises his voice or yells at her. So we just, it's kind of like similar stuff on both camps, with just these, like, annoying men that are, like, taking control and barking orders and stuff. And their tree mail says that they're going to go to tribal for some challenge. And so we go to the reward challenge, where they have to use these giant chopsticks to carry fireballs to this, like, little chute that releases a firework. And each round, this the chopsticks get longer and more challenging. This was cool.
This was a very fun challenge. I really liked the, like, the fireworks cultural aspect of China being part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like a fun, like, dexterity challenge. We don't get dexterity challenges like this very much.
Were you surprised how long it took people to realize that they should put the chopsticks, like, parallel and very close to each other to pick up this ball? Like, I was watching it, and so for so long, people were, like, trying to come at it with, like, the chopsticks, like, kind of like coming in, like, if you were to hold chopsticks with, like, two different hands to pick something up, rather than, like, trying to, like, put them right next to each other and just, like, slot the ball on top. And I was like, I don't know, it just seemed like a bad strategy, and people, it was taking people a long time to figure out that it was not working.
Yeah, I generally, it seemed harder than I would have expected.
I think it's because of how they were choosing to do it.
Yeah, that's probably true. They did say that the chopsticks got longer as time went on, like, they have to do this three different times. Mm-hmm. And I think that they made it, like, exponentially harder each time.
I think if you did it the way I was talking about, the length of it shouldn't affect it too much.
But I think that they had to, they could only hold, like, one end of it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think it was piece cake. Easy piece.
Well, apply for Survivor.
Put me on Survivor. I'll do some chopsticks. It was fairly close for, like, most of the challenge, and then Fei Long, and towards the end, pulls ahead and wins. They choose to kidnap Dave to come to their tribe. They also, their reward is they get to have a, just like, fisherman and his family, or, like, a few people come teach them stuff about, and they're going to bring spices and veggies. So we
cook a whole meal for them.
Yeah. So we get some time on Fei Long seeing this. So Dave is there. He opens up the tube that comes with being kidnapped. He has to figure out who to give the clue to. I just noted that Dave is, like, he's just a weirdo. He was, like, just acting weird, like, even just, like, walking around. I don't know. Courtney asks where.
And, like, not in a fun, eccentric way. He's just, like, in kind of a creepy way.
Yeah. And just, like, weird levels of energy. Like, Courtney says, where are you from? Or he asks Courtney where she's from, and she says NYC. And he's like, what? I love that place. And then he, like, stumbles around kind of weird. I don't know. He's just weirdo.
Yeah.
He chooses to give the clue to Todd. He tells them to read it and hide it. Todd tells him to kidnap him at some point, and he'll pass the clue back. Like, they can have a trade here. The clue here is, when creatures of night take flight as they may, a treasure they carry allows one to stay.
So the production has given the audience extra clues of, like,
zooming of the camera zooming in exactly where it is, apparently.
Yes, which I'm like, I guess the idol's right there, but I don't really see, like, what the idol is, that is like on their piece of their camp. But if it were not for that, I would be like, I have no fucking idea what these clues mean. Like, they have not been helpful at all.
A couple, because they've given us three, I think, at this point. And, like, two of the three sound like they're describing a bat or an owl. I think a bat, when they say, like, creatures of night, sounds more bat-like than owl-like. And so I think they're just saying it, like, yeah. It does not make it seem like it would be directing to what the camera shots have shown us, which is each camp has this, like, wooden archway, which I think is called a Tori, maybe, in China or Chinese. And it has this like metal sort of symbol thing in like the middle of it, which might be the idol. It's just that whole block. I don't know. The preview for the next batch of episodes shows people trying to like pry that off of there. So that might be what the idol is. We'll find out. I feel like I was about to say something else. Oh, so on that camp, the fishing boat with people shows up to help them out for their reward. We learn that John Robert knows a little bit of Mandarin, and so he's able to like understand some of what they're saying or converse with them, which kind of, he's already been obnoxious, makes him a little bit, he just like kind of feels like he's better than the other people, or he can like take charge because of that, which like is fair, that like it would be very helpful for these people if these people come and you can't communicate with them like verbally because you don't know the language, but you have somebody who can, great, that would be a great point person. It's just like he handles it in a way that is annoying. We learn that they do this fishing technique where they have these birds tied to sticks, and the birds like dive for fish, and then they like yank the birds back, and the birds cough up the fish in the boat. That's their way of fishing, which is just wild.
Yeah, it is super wild. Yes, I don't have anything to say other than it is wild. Yeah,
it's nuts. And they get a feast of food here, cook at camp. That seems all.
It was fun that the fisherman brings his whole family, mm-hmm. and so there's like wife and kids come, and so like we don't often see like kids at survivor camp. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, they're doing all of that on John Hu. With Dave gone, like at the other camp, people are realizing like, oh, he did work a lot. We have to pick up the slack a little bit and do some chores around camp. And there's shots of people working while Sharia lays around. And we head to the immunity challenge where Dave gets to rejoin his crew. This challenge was wild. So people dress in this like traditional Chinese armor. They're in this like sort of gladiator arena. And then they throw what they call meteor hammers, which is like just these like big metal balls on a rope, basically, and launch them at vases that are behind the opposing team's people who are wearing this armor. So they're allowed to like try to swat these down, which we never saw any of them like hit anybody, but it seemed like you could do some damage like that. I don't know how that would go. I mean, they're wearing the armor, obviously, but still.
Yeah, this is essentially what's it called? Beersby.
Ladder ball.
Oh, also ladder ball, but like you can't really like swat it away or like defend.
That's true. Well, in Beersby, you're not supposed to swat it away either. You're supposed to catch it.
That's fair. I was originally thinking can jam, but then I was like, no, your teammate swats it into the thing. So, but like any one of those types of games, this is a lawn game.
Yeah. So it goes a little bit back and forth, a couple double shots in there. But Fei Long pulls out the win. And so we get to spend a little bit of time with Sean Hu.
It happens in this challenge and also happened in the previous episode, where production had a lot of fun with like slow-mo shots of like action sequences.
I did. And it was like done weirdly that it almost just seemed like my computer was like lagging for a second when I was watching this.
I also thought that at first, but then I was like, oh no, this is on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was like kind of fun, but also like sometimes overdone and got a little annoying.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like, oh, this does feel very like 2007.
Mm-hmm. At Sean Hu camp, it basically just kind of sees like it's going to be Dave. That's basically all my notes are, like it's going to be Dave. And so at Tribal Council, they talk a little bit about like spending energy around camp or in challenges. And they go vote, and Dave is gone 5-1. Jeff says, I think Jeff has a mistake here. He says they need a new game plan because they're two members down, but they're actually three members down. That's it.
No, no big they're deal. Not.
Yeah, didn't with Dave, Ashley, and Chicken? Isn't that three people?
But Leslie is gone from Fei Long. And so it's 7 to 5.
Oh, he's saying two members down, like two members fewer than the other tribe.
Yeah.
I thought he was just saying like how many people they were down like from the beginning of the show.
Yeah, no, I think like two down in comparison.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Never mind, Jeff. You didn't mess up this time. Yeah, so Dave was voted out 5 to 1, which we've seen happen to Silas, Robert, Rob, Jake, Lillian, Rob, Shean, John, Kim, Brian, Amy, Anthony, Dave, Eric, and Mariah. And we go to the last episode that we're going to talk about this week, which is Love is in the Air, season 15, episode 5. We get some stuff with Sean Hu. It's a little bit more peaceful at camp with Dave gone. Frosty says, losing is so boring because we've already done it so much, which was just like funny. Shreya feels like she's kind of on the outside of her camp. She's hoping for a shakeup or some drama, and she's going to get a little bit of that. Jamie and Eric are kind of talking and flirting in the water. Jamie tells Eric about the hidden idol information.
Yeah.
They get a Jamie note. Jamie
at one point says, Eric and I have been with each other for 13 days. I don't know what's wrong with them. I can't find anything wrong with him so far, which is very cute.
Yeah. They get a note that says they are supposed to write down a couple people from the other tribe that they'll get to like steal. So they write down James and Aaron, and not for even a second think that the other tribe might get to steal people from them.
Right. Which Kayla and I were watching this together, and Kayla was like, how could they possibly, like, they must have cut that conversation, right? And I was like, I think that because they were down 5 to 7, they were like, maybe we're just getting,
but then like,
and not losing anyone.
But well, yeah, but then that would flip it. So it's like, okay, you're down, so we're going to give you the advantage of 7 to 5. Like, if stealing one person would maybe make sense to even it out 6-6. But two, like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, makes no sense. But I think they were like, we're down people. They're not going to steal from us.
I was like, are you kidding me? How would you not think that this was the exact turnaround was going to happen to you? And so that does happen. Fei Long has the same thing happen. And so James and Aaron switch, and then Frosty and Shreya switch.
I was a little surprised by the Frosty and Shreya decision that was made there. I guess I don't know why I was surprised by that.
Yeah. I could have seen maybe going for like Eric, like he seems a little bit muscular. I don't know. I feel like we didn't really get that much talk of them for like why they chose who they chose. I think they were just like, all right, who's that? Like, they just like all kind of said Frosty, like first thing. And they're like, okay, I guess it's going to be Frosty. And then they went with Shreya. Yeah. So they, did I switch these already? So wait, I want to make sure my notes are correct. So our Frosty and Shreya are with Fei Long.
They are now Fei Long. Used to be Jean-Pierre.
I've got to switch that. Yeah. So then we head to the challenge, where they have to race through water, climb up a platform, empty these sticks from an underwater cage to release a puzzle, these puzzle blocks. PG and Jamie throw this challenge so that way they can purposely lose to get rid of
Aaron or James.
Aaron or James. Which James does like not realize they're throwing it. At least not yet.
Right.
So back at Sean Hu, because Fei Long wins the challenge, Sean Hu had thrown the challenge. We get some time with them. James says that he shouldn't go. He's a strong person. He notes that some women aren't working in the challenge, PG and Jamie. Eric wants to find out if they threw it, and they're like, yeah, we threw it. And he's worried about this because they didn't tell him about it, and they were supposed to be allied with him. Jamie's leaning getting rid of Aaron because she thinks he has more alliances with the other tribe. And at tribal council, Jeff calls out Jamie on throwing the challenge, and James is like, what? And he did not realize it. He's pissed about this. And he says he should leave because of it. I'm trying to remember what that was. Like, he was like just pissed that like they would throw a challenge and like he doesn't want to be around for a game that people are going to play like that, like something like that. Is that what it was? I think it's something
He didn't like not have a gang of control in the game. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he doesn't get to leave because of it, because Aaron gets voted out 3-1-1, which has happened 4 times on Survivor, and we've seen 3 of them. It happened to Shane in season 12, Aaron in this season, and then in season 43 to Justine.
I see the point of them wanting to throw the challenge so that they can take out some of the original Fei Long people, and like they think that Frosty and Chiria will side with them at a merge. However, this puts them down 4-7.
Yeah, we've talked about this a number of times of like throwing challenges, and I basically never think it's a good idea.
I think that Fei Long should have thrown this challenge.
Because they had a 2-person advantage, so they could throw it and get rid of somebody.
And get rid of either Frosty or Chiria and save Aaron and James.
Mm-hmm.
Because like even with Jeanhu throwing this challenge, like if they merged next episode, original Jeanhu people still only have 5 out of 11. Like they're not making a ton of progress here. And so I feel like maybe they should have tried to get ins with Aaron and James and get flexibility there.
Mm-hmm.
Where Fei Long, maybe it made more sense for them to like, no, we want to keep our numbers, and so we'll throw it and get rid of Frosty or Chiria.
Yeah.
But then having 4-7 in this next challenge is going to be rough.
Yeah, for sure. Because the preview for next week didn't seem to mention anything about a merge. So that's not happening just yet, it doesn't seem like. The preview showed them like rushing through these like little houses. Also people searching for an idol and one of like the food eating competitions.
Yeah, which we haven't seen in a while, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Kind of. We've talked about it before how like they're somewhat troublesome because it's like, let's take this food that some people eat and make it seem gross.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we'll see how it goes with this time around. Last week we made a prediction for the next 3 eliminations. The actual 3 eliminations were Leslie, Dave, and Aaron. You predicted Leslie and Dave, so you were 2 of 3 correct. And I predicted Dave, so I was only 1 of 3 correct. We both predicted John Robert, and we were wrong there. But they do not like John Robert, so we were on the right track. So we got to pick. Let's do that again. Let's pick 3 more people, because next week we're gonna talk about the next 3 episodes. Episode 6, yeah. That's Love, Baby, It Makes You Strong. Episode 7, I'm Not as Dumb as I Look, and episode 8, High School Friend Contest.
High School Friend Contest. That's a weird name.
Yeah, it is.
So 3 people that we think are going to be eliminated.
So here's the deal. Even though it is 4-7, they're like somewhat starting to be the thing where the challenges are like physical and puzzle combined. But I feel like the puzzles are not quite as tough as they are in like modern day Survivors. Like the physical is still like kind of important. And so even though Jeanhu has 4 people, like James is fairly strong, Eric is fairly strong, like PG seems good, like I feel like they could pull something off.
But do they want to?
You just think they're going to keep throwing it?
I'm going to say Jean Robert again, James, because I think that they might throw it again, and Jamie, because I don't think that the love can last that long.
They get married.
I don't think that other people will let the couple last that long, is what I should have said.
Oh, gotcha. Wait, you said Jean Robert, James, and Jamie?
Yes.
So just all J's, triple J. Anybody with a J is their name gone. I'm going to say Jean Robert also. I'm going to say Chiria. They showed a little bit of her like not really wanting to like work around camp. She was hoping for like some shakeup, what she got, but I don't know. I don't know if she's got alliances to hold her around. And then I'm going to say Denise. Not a lot of reasons there. Just feel like we haven't seen a lot from her. Well, she was putting out some, she was doing well in the like wrestling challenges. I feel like she was doing pretty good there, even though I don't think she won, but she was like holding her own. All right. So we've got next week, we're gonna watch that batch of 3 episodes. The week after, we've got four. And the week after, we end Survivor China already.
Yeah, wow.
Patrick.
I've liked it so far, I think.
I think so, too. It's definitely, it's a nice contrast from, so I think we've already mentioned this, but we're recording this ahead of time. And so we're currently watching season 44 and season 15 at the same time. And it's a big contrast going like back and forth between them. It's just more like constant reminder of how things are different. And I like that survival and like doing chores around camp and stuff is actually like an aspect of like some of the decisions being made, which we don't see at all in modern day Survivor. Like they sleep somewhere. We never see them like building shelter. I feel like we never see them like doing any of their survival stuff really. And so it's just a big difference.
Yeah.
Patrick, you got a luxury item this week?
Yeah. Last night on a whim, Kayla and I went and got Indian food for dinner. And I'm going to say Indian food. It's just so good.
What'd you get?
We got dakshin. I got mango curry mango curry lamb, which I often get mango curry chicken, but I decided to go for the lamb this time. And it was a good decision. It was great. With some garlic naan. Kayla always gets malai kofta, which is like cottage cheese dumplings in this like amazing sauce that every time I'm like, maybe I should just get that instead. Yeah, real good. So good.
I just got Indian food 2 nights ago. I love Indian food. When I was getting it, I got it with former guest of the podcast, Lauren, and we were talking about how like, I try like cooking different things. I feel like Indian is not like a branch of cooking I've really explored that much. I have done like a mango chicken sort of thing before, but it just like the depth of flavors that you get from ordering Indian food, like in their sauces, like I feel like it's just like untouchable. I've got to explore that. I almost always get butter fish from this restaurant. That's super good. And then I often get like mango chicken. This time I got, I forget the name of it. It's when it's more of like a greeny, herby sauce. I can't remember. Very good. Very, very good. Love Indian food.
Yeah. I agree with you. We've tried to make it at home too, and it just is never nearly as good as.
Yeah. That's tough. Plug. I feel like I always just jump to food. I should branch out and not just jump to food. I know what I'm going to plug. This is going to be a weird plug. This is more of like advice. So. Me and my roommates have been house hunting for a new house to move into because our lease is going to run out this summer and our rent is going to increase by 20%. And so we want to find a new place. And so my advice, my plug for you listeners, if you're ever going to put your house or apartment or whatever on the market, put a floor plan in the pictures. Take good pictures. We're trying to like shop around and like look at places, and people will post like 8 pictures. And like 6 of them are the same room. And then 1 is like their trash can or something. Like the pictures are awful in these rooms. It'll be like, this house has 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. And the pictures show off 1 bedroom and like the half bath. And it's like, does it really have all these things? Why are you only putting 6 pictures? Why do we not have a floor plan to know how these things are connected? So if you're going to like do something here, help a person out. Like people are shopping for this. They want this info. So, just do better with your postings. That's my plug.
Yeah, I agree with that. Having done some house searching in my past, I wish that every house posting had a floor plan of some sort. I spent a lot of time like looking at pictures and just being like, how do these fit together? I don't understand where these rooms are in this house.
Yeah, it's so tough. So there's that. I'm going to go look at one later today. Hopefully it'll be a winner. We'll see.
Are you guys trying to buy or rent?
Just rent. But with the increase that our rent is going to have, like we like this house, but it only has 1 bathroom for 3 of us. And so we're like, the amount that they're raising it, we can find a house that's going to be the same price, the same new price or cheaper, but better, like more like newer, more bathrooms, stuff like that. And so we are almost definitely moving. We just need to find the right place. We went and looked at one yesterday. It was pretty nice, but I don't think is one we're going to go for. And so we're hoping today's is better. We'll see. All right, listeners, let us know your favorite way for people to list houses online for rent, or your favorite dish to order at your local Indian restaurant. That is another good thing to support Indian food, is there's not like much Indian food chain. So like if you're ordering Indian food, you're supporting, you're eating local, supporting your local businesses. So yeah. Get out there, do that.
This week have to go on a work trip out of town. And I'm like staying in a hotel by myself, and I was like, shit, maybe I should find some local Indian place around that hotel and get that. So maybe I'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. I would say the only tough thing with that is I feel like whenever I order Indian food, I always have some leftovers to eat like the following day. And that's harder to do when.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe I should not get Indian food and should get something else.
Yeah. It's just tough. Cause like I usually want to order like at least a couple things when I order Indian, and then there's going to be leftovers, but hey, hotels got mini fridges, so you can have leftovers and just bring them home.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Listeners, let us know if you would like us to talk more about how we're going to handle our leftover food when we go places by emailing us at tribalcouncilpodcast@gmail.com or tweeting at us at tribalcouncil20. And for this week of Tribal Council, this is Chris signing off.
This is Patrick.
And the tribe has spoken.
Oh, yo, AI.